Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 8th, Friday, 2019, day 311. Today's topic, Jesus gives you a new heart and spirit. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 133 to 144. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 10. Proverbs 27, verse 10. Today's main passages. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 31 to 32. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live. The second passage, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. When everything had been arranged like this, the priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read over this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is Jesus gives you a new heart and spirit. Yesterday's theme is Jesus is your sweetheart. Today I feel that if Jesus really is your sweetheart, then do you know what your sweetheart would give you? Usually the gifts from a sweetheart can be various, but it must be very touching and meaningful, like a house, a car, a diamond ring, a handbag, a sweet handwritten card, etc. But what Jesus would like to give you is a new heart and spirit. Your heart of stone being changed to a new heart and your spirit being polluted by this world being changed to a new spirit because the Holy Spirit fills you. Today's Hebrews chapter 9 verse 8. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. Now, Jesus sacrificed for us just once that He gives us a way into the most holy place. In the Old Testament time, only the high priest could enter in the most holy place one time during the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It means that the high priest could meet God In New Testament time, because of Jesus sacrificed himself, we can repent, receive the new heart and spirit from Jesus, and that we can go home and have time with Abba daily to have the most intimate relationship with our sweetheart. Is that wonderful? Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to receive the new heart and spirit from Jesus, and that we can go home and have time with Abba daily to have the most intimate relationship with our sweetheart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to receive the new heart and spirit from Jesus, and that you can go home and have time with Abba daily to have the most intimate relationship with our sweetheart? And not once a year. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.